Smart speaker and DAB. Swiss Radio in English.
Good morning. It is Friday, the 26th of April.
This is WRS.
I'm Kat Cullen, and this is the Swiss News. A joint police operation between German and Aargau police has been launched as a husband and wife have both been found dead, one in a house in Merenschwand in Canton Aargau and the other in Frankfurt, Germany. The 44-year-old wife had been reported missing a week ago. She was found dead in Germany. Police then found her 54-year-old husband dead in Aargau. The exact circumstances on how the two died are now being examined. Swisscom has been fined 18 million francs for breaking the cartel law and unfair competition. The fine was issued by the Competition Commission. The commission claims Swisscom was building its fibre optic network in such a way it would have been impossible for competitors to connect to it. Swisscom claims it was the best way to roll out a fibre network quickly, but the commission says the time and money saving was not sufficient to justify unfair practices, and also points out competitors to the telecom giant have proven themselves to be more innovative and price competitive than Swisscom. Swisscom is calling the fine incomprehensible and says the way it was building the network was the same in many other European countries. It's reserving the right to appeal. Two drivers posted themselves driving at high speed on social media and have been tracked down by police. One will never drive again and the other gets a two-year suspension. Both were heavily fined. A 21-year-old filmed himself driving at 250 kilometres per hour on the A9 auto route in Valais last summer. He then put the video on Snapchat. Judges decided he will never drive again. A second driver, a 23-year-old, raced through a tunnel on the A9 between Gamsen and Visp at 235 kilometres per hour. He was suspended for 2 years after police found him through his video on TikTok. One idea has united all parties in the Geneva Grand Council, from the Greens to the Swiss People's Party. It's called Locally Yours, and it's a voucher scheme to help local farmers and wine growers. Customers, which can be private citizens or businesses, can buy different value vouchers at a 20% discount, which can be used to buy produce from local farms. The scheme has been tested twice before, most notably during lockdowns. And finally, an elderly woman who took the 1,000 francs that had not been collected by an ATM user has been ordered to pay it back, plus 400 francs. But she has not been found guilty of theft. The incident was last July in Wallisellen in Canton Zurich. The 75-year-old went to the machine and saw the cash, which had been left behind by the previous client, who had been distracted at the time. But the court said she was not guilty of theft, but illegitimate appropriation. As the money had been dispensed, it no longer belonged to the bank, but it hadn't been picked up by the rightful user, so they hadn't claimed it, so it wasn't theirs, legally speaking. But it wasn't the woman's either.
WRS weather.
It's overcast and wet this morning, but it'll be drier and brighter this afternoon. Highs are at 12 degrees today, or 16 in Canton Valais. Now, over the weekend, tomorrow will be fairly bright, although cloud will linger along the mountains. There could be some showers as well, and top temperatures of 16 degrees with a strong fern wind tomorrow. Sunday, we'll see a few more showers with highs at 14 degrees.